Hello, everybody. Good evening and good day. I'm Jane, and today is July the 1st, 2021. This is a meditation taken from Chapter 16, Biorelativity, Planetary Healing Technologies, channeled through David K. Miller. It's a meditation for self-healing and for planetary healing. So thank you very, very much for being here. We acknowledge the original caretakers of all countries who were the traditional healers and caretakers of planet Earth. And we pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging. Could we all make the following declaration to Mother Earth? Mother Earth, I, and insert your name where I say mine. I, Jane, am a planetary healer, and I am here to assist to bring you back into balance. And now a most important daily job. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of a cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega light. Just feel that quantum omega light reformulating your aura into the shape of a cosmic egg. It brings a great energy boost into you. You feel a vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body when you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We'll just momentarily allow ourselves to feel the omega light around our energy field now. And now we ask Giuliano to send violet Arcturian light down to each of us. And this quantum light will enable us to accelerate this wonderful group's consciousness, energy, togetherness, and understanding and focus. The light will help us utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. The immune system of our human body has an adaptation that's quite phenomenal. It means you're able to live your whole life in its potential, even though you are carrying energies that seemingly could be lethal. You are connected to a higher transcendent regulatory system. And this regulatory system is coming from the fifth dimension. Naturally, it still makes sense to try to purify and release any of the additives or toxins in your system to the best of your abilities. You are continually healing yourself. This energy to heal, to make yourself whole, to detoxify, is coming from a cosmic energy source that is downloaded through your crown chakra. This powerful cosmic energy that is coming into you and that you need to call on now is called the Universal Light Source. In the Arcturian Tree of Life, it is called the Undifferentiated Cosmic Life for Life Source. An undifferentiated light can be differentiated or broken down into the areas it is needed. You can call on this light for specific energy healing you need. Energy healing could be needed in an organ, for example. If you call on the undifferentiated cosmic light to come into your system, the whole system will have an energy that can create fantastic and necessary healing for you. So the highest sphere on the Tree of Life is connected to Mount Fuji in Japan. So visualize the light and energy at the top of the Tree of Life. And now visualize that sphere above your crown chakra. This great sphere of light is over each of you now. Ask your crown chakra to open to this great cosmic light. And Giuliano calls on the cosmic light, the undifferentiated light, to come into your crown chakra. And allow it to fill your whole energy system now. And your whole system receives this undifferentiated cosmic light. And it goes to places within each cell, within each etheric part of yourself, within each part of your cosmic egg. The light enters and charges each area. Feel this connection. It is the light of the Pung energy, a light of the protective energy field that shields you, keeping out other lower vibrations that might be attaching to you for some reason. Feel your energy field breathe. Feel any bodily deficiencies heal and your body strengthen. Feel as your immune system receives this wonderful upgrade of light. And most importantly, your updated program within is saying, I am able to adapt to the changes that are occurring on this earth. I am able to adapt in a most healthy, expanded way to the changes that are occurring in my body and on Earth. Microorganisms and any bacteria are easily pushed out of your system because you have a vibrancy with this cosmic light energy. We will now use this same healing model for the planet. The Earth is ready and able to receive cosmic downloading because Earth also has this ability and is continually receiving cosmic energy. Sanat Kumara, the planetary logos, will now work with us. Sanat Kumara is the planetary overseer of Earth, working with the Earth's codes of ascension and overseeing the ascended master's work with Earth's ascension. The energy from the central sun is coming to Earth in an undifferentiated way. This means that new codes and a new regulatory process in Earth's system are also possible and available. The key link is us. Humans, and in particular the planetary healers. We need to participate in downloading this new code for Earth. The Earth can also expand and regulate herself with a newer energy. And this will allow Earth to maintain the existing homeostasis that allows humans to live on it, even with the many disharmonies and blocks now present. Excuse me. The Earth does not have to experience change at a catastrophic, chaotic level. Even if such change from a causal connection seems likely, the Earth is capable of transcending the causal energy field, and planetary healers can assist in this process. So connect with your mind and your visualization to the energy that we know as Mount Fuji. Now, Mount Fuji is also deeply connected to Mount Shasta. Visualize Mount Fuji directly receiving this planetary light upgrade from the central sun. And you connect with this newer planetary light from the central sun. And feel it downloading into the Earth. So in your mind, hold this connection to the central sun, to Mount Fuji, and to Mount Shasta. Earth has a presence in the spiritual world, and Earth has links to other dimensions. These links to other dimensions are luminous strands of light, and the higher beings in our galaxy and in other galaxies know how to find the luminous light emitted from a higher planet, such as Earth. In the first stages, a planetary healing brings stabilization so that the undifferentiated cosmic light overrides some of the causal links. So let us, as a group, send this energy of light from our connection to the central sun, Mount Fuji, and Mount Shasta through all the Earth meridians, in particular through the ring of fire at the moment that is active. The equator, the north to south pole, through the ocean currents, in all the oceans, through ley lines, through the atmosphere, through people on the planet who hopefully will realize that the destruction of the planet is being aggravated by war. Allow those energies from the central sun, Mount Fuji, and Mount Shasta to go into the inner Earth core through all the meridian forms on the meridian line. Help the Earth receive this new upgraded light, this upgraded vibrational energy. Remember, the cosmic light is a light of harmony. And with Sanat Kumara, let us now center our focus in the ring of ascension around the planet. The ring of ascension is a halo in which the guides and teachers place their energies, allowing us to mix our energies with the ascended master's energies. Let us now visualize a halo of harmonious light from the ring of ascension going all around the earth. This is the time for planetary healers to step forward and manifest, to let their healing skills and their intentions be known. May all 12 of the etheric crystals in the Arcturian Tree of Life be activated with great harmonic balls of light. May all the planetary cities of light be activated. May the energies of the sacred sites on this planet be activated. May new sacred energy fields be created. It is our intention to create more sacred planetary cities of light and more sacred areas. And that which is not sacred, such as the disgraceful abuses to Earth, will be counterbalanced as quickly as possible. A new balance will be created by the designation of planetary healers and by their energies. Healers who will create and hold more sacred sites on the earth. Those sacred sites, some of which we call the planetary cities of light and ocean reserves of light, will be able to hold higher cosmic light, and the power of the sacred sites will become phenomenal in counterbalancing other negative energies. Please open your eyes. Take a really deep breath. Return now to your normal state of consciousness. But you are in an elevated state. Many blessings are being sent to you all now.